One of the ideas of the service of God is to say praises to God. Why? Because when a person actually verbalizes praises to God, becomes more conscious of the presence of God in his life, her life, and of course, in the world around. So again, praise is one of the ideas of the service of God. There are others, but praise is one of them. Our sages say to start the praises, actually, with one verse of Psalms. The verse is in Psalm 51, and it says, God, open my lips. Hashem, sofasai tiftach, God, open my lips. Ufi yagiti lasachan, my mouth will say your praise. Why do we need God to open our mouth, our lips, to say the praise of God? Can't you just say that God is big and good and so powerful, etc.? Can't you just say the praise of God? So there's a deeper meaning of God, open my lips. The word lips in English is okay, means this part of the mouth. But the word fasai in Hebrew can be translated as my lips, but it can also be translated as a shore, like the riverbank. Open my shore, open my limits. And once God really opens my limits, like the limits of the river, my shores, then my mouth will automatically be a channel for your praise. You, God, say your own praise. Why is that? Because the truth is that whatever a person can think of, whatever a person can grasp of the greatness of God, this is just the way the person grasps something that is completely beyond grasping. How do we see this? Because our sages say in the Talmud, actually, that when you think in the creation around you, when you look at the world around you, you can start understanding a little bit of the greatness of God. So focusing on the greatness, like see the stones around you, see the plants around you, see the animals around you, human beings all over the place, thinking things, saying things, doing things. God is conscious and he creates each one of these things constantly. So again, by thinking about the world around you, you can actually get some kind of understanding about the greatness of God. If this is such a great world, this is such a great solar system, this is such a great galaxy, this is such a great universe, etc. So God, who creates all of this constantly, wow, he must be really great. Good. But however, at the same time, our sages say that in the place where you find the greatness of God, that's where you can find the humility of God. Why? Because the truth is that even though for us, receiving, so to speak, this creation from God, it looks like a very fine and huge and amazing thing, for God, it's really so simple. It's like just saying one letter. Our sages say that God created the whole world with the letter Hey, whatever that means. But the point is that for him, it's really not an effort. For him, it's really not a praise. Us understanding the world and understanding the greatness of the world, and through that understanding the greatness of God. In other words, whatever what we can define as the greatness of God and we can actually grasp it and understand it, for him, it's not really greatness. It's really smallness, like saying, whoa, that's what you praise me for? It's nothing to me. That's not really my praise. So what's really the praise of God? Something we cannot grasp. He is really beyond understanding. We can understand a few things, but his essence is completely beyond understanding. That's why when we actually start the praises of God, we say, God, you know what? I cannot really mention your praises. It's impossible for me. So you know what? You open my mouth. You open my limits. You open the limits of my mind, the limits of my heart. Whatever I can grasp, I understand that it's nothing really in front of you. So you know what? You open my limits and my mouth will actually mention, verbalize you, whatever you put in there. In other words, one of the greatest praises we can actually say to God is, you know what? I know you created me. I know you created the whole world around you, around me. And I know you have a mission for me. And I don't know exactly what it is. So you know what? I'm just going to go through my life searching constantly for your mission, but you know what? You have to put your mission in front of me. You have to tell me what I have to do. So once a person actually surrenders and gives his life, her life to God, he becomes, or she becomes, whatever, a channel. You actually become a conduit for the realization of the real reason why you were created. So that's what we're asking God when we start praising Him, so to speak. You know what? You opened my life, so to speak, and I'm just going to be a conduit, a channel for your praise to be revealed all around this world.